Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your perseverance. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world where out of six persons suffers from hunger and malnutrition. This is, of course, an unacceptable situation, and we have to act. For these reasons, ladies and gentlemen, we are meeting here in Rome. Therefore, I would like to highlight the following four points. Firstly, we appreciate the fact that the right to food approach has gained recognition as a means to improve stakeholders' food security, especially for the most vulnerable persons. The active and competent special rapporteurs on the right to food may be commended for this achievement. Secondly, we all know that we need a more coherent, coordinated and efficient governance for world food security. The establishment of the UN High-Level Task Force on the Global Food Security Crisis and the elaboration of the Comprehensive Framework for Action demonstrated in this regard a common willingness to act together. Furthermore, most multilateral institutions dealing with food security issues have been undergoing deep reforms that have made them fitter to meet complex challenges. Switzerland expects the revitalized FAO to contribute even more efficiently to these efforts in the future, notably by advancing boldly on the implementation of the immediate plan of action. My country welcomes the recently adopted reform of the Committee on World Food Security that aims to make CFS the foremost inclusive international and intergovernmental platform dealing with food security and nutrition, as well as a central component in the evolving global partnership for agriculture, food security and nutrition. The revitalized CFS has now to demonstrate its capacity to be inclusive and to provide comfortable space for all stakeholders, including the private sector. A prerequisite for success of this new CFS is that the three Rome-based agencies strengthen their cooperation and handle food security issues together on an equal footing. Thirdly, there has been a growing consensus worldwide on the necessity for investment into agriculture and rural development. In this regard, we welcome commitments already taken by national governments through regional programs such as the CADP in Africa to reinvest substantially in that field. Switzerland views in a positive way the initiatives such as the L'Aquila initiative, aimed at scaling up and sustaining increased national investments in and development assistance for food security. New and initiative ways of funding are still to be more systematically explored and scaled up, especially with the private sector. The work in partnership with the private sector is a key element for success in meeting the challenges of food security. In this regard, I am pleased to announce that my government has decided to facilitate and support financially the establishment of a public-private partnership initiative. This being said, more cooperation is also needed with the civil society. One should, of course, also include smallholders, pastoralists, artisan fishers and indigenous peoples in these efforts aimed at solving global food insecurity. Fourthly, ladies and gentlemen, we also believe in the need for increasing agricultural production and productivity on a sustainable basis. Any comprehensive initiative to food security should stress the importance played by sustainable agriculture in the management and utilization of natural resources in a context of growing scarcity worsened by climate change. This is an important issue for my country, and there is a clear need for moving forward in addressing it. In this context, Switzerland will support at the forthcoming climate change conference in Copenhagen any decision calling for the setting up of a work program on the issue of agriculture and climate change and its consequence on food security. We therefore appreciate the contribution made by FAO, which supports the UNFCCC process, developing an effective and efficient program of work on mitigation and adaptation to climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that there is a lot to do if we want to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. I personally hope that this summit will help us to re-energize our determination to fight hunger and malnutrition. This is my hope, and I guess the hope of many of you, that words be now followed by deeds. Thank you very much for your attention.